rock, paper, scissors for?
Step three.
I'm Jason, I'm mad.
Hey, Jay.
I was caught off guard.
And waking up.
To be up here right now to do step three.
So?
I'm going to do step three. To the best of my ability, well, I'm waking up. Step three, if you don't know it or haven't worked it, is we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood them. The basic text tells us, the reason why I read the basic text is part of the program. In recovery, the basic text was written for addicts by addicts. And the basic text tells me on step three is to be the most monumentous decision that you'll make in working the steps. And getting prepared for step three, there's also two other steps before, which is one and two. For me, I had to make the decision, but for me to make that decision, I had to come to an understanding. And for me, it wasn't as hard because I grew up in a family that believed in a God, my understanding, believed in a higher power. So for me, as I related to this program gave me a chance to give me like a funnel of how the program worked. Like it gives me how to funnel the spiritual principles and stuff in my life. So step three in making a decision in this program resulted in me in not having self-will so much. One being that I have something to turn it over to because I realize in my life I'm not always going to have someone there. And this is where, for me, step three has my life turning it over to God of my understanding. And it's a decision that we're going to have to make in working the steps. And one of the decisions that I made in working step three, other than finding a God of my understanding, is the willingness to work the remainder of the steps. So working the remainder of the steps, I learned to be who I am, come to understand who I am, without the use of drugs. In my active addiction, I was just masking things, masking running from any type of commitment or anything that I had because I didn't want to face myself. So step three, how when I turn my will and my life over to the care of God, I understand Him. I had a little bit of trouble with that when I came in because I always comprehended as step three being the religious aspect of it, so I always entangled these things. And step three isn't the religious aspect, it's the making the decision that this program is going to work for you and to continue moving on and to find a God of your understanding, not the God of my understanding, but the God of your own. And the God of your understanding is revealed to you, at least for me, on a daily basis, and it grows over time. So what I believe now and what I see now as I grow through the program, it changes and becomes different. Because when I came into the program, I realized I didn't know everything. No, I didn't. I thought I did. You know, I didn't realize I knew everything. And being open-minded to work this program, or continue to work this program on a daily basis. Now, it says turning your will and your life over to the care of God. A lot of times in meetings I hear, you know, I turn my will over, but I take it back. And I turn it over and I take it back again. You know, in that process, for me, I believe it's, you know, because we're human, we always want self-will. We'll always want to get back into the rut and the grooves that we're used to in life because that's what we're familiar with. But in what I believe in turning my will over is when I come to a point of total surrender and when I turn it over, that the God of my understanding relieves me of that thing. So when I turn my will over, and when I take it back, it's something that I'm really struggling with. And it's only through the help of the recovering addicts and the God of my understanding that I can work through these things, you know. Like I said, I'm human and I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be. But one person that I heard say before, a smart man learns from his mistakes and a wise man learns from the mistake of others. So the third step for me of turning my will and my life over to the care of God is having faith that this process is going to work. You know, I can continue on giving this big old spiel about the God of my understanding and how I relate it to it into my act of addiction, how I said, God, please help me through this. If I get through this one, I'll never do it again and end up doing it again. That's how I used the God of my understanding, my act of addiction at the time. But nowadays, it's different. It's for me, it's, like I said, it's a monumentous decision, and it's a decision that you're going to have to come to terms with or make if you're working the steps. A lot of people don't like to hear the word God or these things, but it's part of our program. It's part of our process. Now, my beliefs are different. You know, I don't have to push my beliefs on other people, but one thing that I do come to understanding is either believing something or fall for anything, you know. And that's one thing that I strongly believe, you know. So for me, the God of my understanding is the God of my understanding. It doesn't have to be yours. And that's the diversity in this program of people. You know, I can get understanding and a perspective on other people's ways, too, and how to bring them to my God and how to do that. Like I said, it's a decision, and it's a decision only you can make. And it's no decision that your sponsor can make or your we can make for you. It's one you got to make for yourself. So, that's all I got.
Like to introduce the second speaker, Brian T. from the Friday Night Wild Dodgers Silver Hearts Anonymous in the Laurel Mount Highlands area of NA.
Woo! Yeah! Come on, buddy! Call.
Yeah, like Jason said, they told us about 5 minutes ago we have to do this. And that's my willingness, and that's it. Thanks. Willingness for me, like, in the beginning, like with the desire, once I hit my bottom, I had a desire to do something different. I wanted to do anything different to stop what I had, and that's where I got my willingness. I didn't have the willingness before. I didn't want to even try it. I didn't want to be around these people because I thought these were all like cults, and I was willing to get a sponsor. And he gave me some suggestions. And one of the suggestions that he told me that I wouldn't like was pray when I get up and thank him when I went to bed. And I always saw him in jail, coming into the jail meetings. And every time I went to the jail meetings, I'm sitting in the jail. I'm like, you know, I might try this, but that whole God thing just turns me away every time. Like Jason said with the third step, and you hear God like so many times in the meetings, and there was just a point where like I was so sick of the way I was living that I just wanted something different, and I saw that other people had it, is when my willingness got, you know, got there. And I tried that. I took some suggestions, you know, went to meetings when I didn't want to go because I had the desire to stop. When I think of desire, I think of there's a desire to use and find a new way of life in Regan's. And, like, when I first came here, like, I couldn't imagine that, like, to actually lose the desire because, like, not 10 minutes could go by and I was thinking about drugs, you know, like, fantasizing about it. When I go to bed at night, like, I dream about it. And it's like every day and, like, every conversation I'd have, it'd end up going to that. And I always said, like, how can you have, like, normal conversations with people? Were you going to talk about the weather? You know, like, I really didn't know what to talk about other than drugs and other than getting high. And today, like, I mean, I can go longer than 10 minutes. I can, you know, there's times where I'll go days with not even thinking about the drug anymore, not even thinking about the past. And, like, I mean, that's where the desire is for me right now. In the beginning, it was just a desire to stop that and, like, just stop using and stop, like, just have something to change. But then, I mean, like, and I just couldn't imagine then, like, losing the desire to use. I mean, I still have thoughts about it. And, I mean, there is days where, you know, like, I don't know if it's a desire anymore, but there'll be days where, like, you know, I will think about it, you know. But I never thought, like, it was, like, that I completely lose it, you know what I mean? Like, I never thought, like, I could go longer than an hour without, you know, just thinking about it. I don't know. I'm not good at this, especially not 10 minutes beforehand. That's all I got.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the speakers for sharing their experiences and hope with us. Can you hear the reading just for today?
I'm not sure.